or the world itself, however you would want to. But again, what difference does it make? Where is the relevance? What hinges on the outcome of the question as to whether or not God is the world or God was the first cause? Because the question of whether or not God exists is not the life or death matter to me. It is not the relevant question. For you could answer that question, yes or no, just in the way that you frame the definition of God. You simply decide what God is meant to be, and then he either exists or not exists by whether or not that thing exists or not that you have defined God to be. So nothing relevant has happened as a result of it. It is just a semantic exercise. What I am really concerned about is this. If God does exist, does he exist in a way that has a bearing upon my personal life? Should my code of conduct be altered to take into consideration the existence of God and its ramifications? That is the relevant question. Will my life be affected by my knowledge of him, or by my acknowledging his existence, or by prayer, or by living by a certain code that he has decreed, or whatever? That is the question that is at stake here. That is the relevance. Because if it is true that God does exist, but he does not intervene in my life in any way whatsoever, then of what value would the knowledge be in my life? It would be nothing more than a curiosity, because there would be no consequences riding upon my acknowledgement of his existence. The gunshot in darkest Africa has no relevance to my life unless it touches upon something that will eventually touch upon me. Otherwise, the fact that the sound either did take place or didn't take place in the absence of my presence is of no relevance to me. And the limitation upon my resources precludes my being able to chase down every possible fact just for the sake of determining whether or not it's true. I live for my own happiness, and if God does not affect my happiness in any way, then, of course, he is of no importance whatsoever. Well, I am told that I must praise God, thank him for giving me life and for making the world and for the blessings that I have. Not to do so would be ungrateful. But what are the consequences of being ungrateful? Does God himself care about my gratitude? And if so, what alternatives does he offer me in the consequences of gratitude or ingratitude? Will it make a difference in my life that I am either grateful or ungrateful to him? I want to make it very, very clear that if he indicated or proved to me directly that he would indeed send me to a fiery hell for eternity for refusing to praise him, then there is no question about the fact that I would praise him. I would do whatever is necessary to avoid those terrible consequences. But in the absence of such a demonstration that is provable by my standards, there is no basis on which I should reject my standards and make a decision to do something that apparently has no consequences in my life. Now, I might note also that if he did make such a demonstration to me, that would be entirely between him and me. It would not have any bearing whatsoever on other people's claims to have the absolute truth. So I would have no reason to go back to some of the others who have been trying to drum certain things into me and say, I believe you now because he has spoken to me. The fact that he has spoken to me is in no way proof of anything that the other individual has said, because he has been making those decisions on his own logic. I would be more inclined to follow up on my own experience with God, because it would be far more certain, and see what the implications of it are and determine my philosophy from it. And of course, attempt to communicate again. But the point is that even that would not have a bearing on somebody else's decisions either. The fact that I felt that I had seen God, or that he had demonstrated himself to me in some tangible way, would be no reason for you to accept my assertion that God exists. But in the absence of such proof to me, I must come back to the question, why should I even be concerned about the matter in the first place? So I have to determine if there is a reason for me to be actively concerned about the existence of God. Well, how am I going to determine that? Well, as this installment of the serial closes, we will break for 10 minutes, then we will come back and look at the ways that it can be determined.